The Ray Darcy Show with Toyota Flex Finance. Find out more at finance.toyota.ie about a more affordable way to own a Toyota. The best built cars in the world.
Believe me when I tell you that this wasn't planned, and it did come as quite a shock, and you might have heard the tone of the conversation with Connor changing there when we realised that Mary McAleese and her husband Martin were in the room. And do you have that effect all the time on people?
Not in the least, no.
I'm
certainly glad I cleaned up your show so easily. Yes. I wish it was so easily done in my own house.
You're very well.
Have that effect on me, Reg.
Nobody else pays a blind bit of attention.
But you have a connection, because when we put in Carrie Gunshannon, your name comes up.
Well, I live here.
Yeah, I just live
a few couple of kilometres out the road, and this is our, we come in here for our cup of tea, and that's what we were doing this morning, just meandering in for our cup of coffee. We're so lucky here in Carrick, we have wonderful places like this, it's just great.
Everybody else wasn't allowed in, you know.
No,
it's supposed to be closed for the morning because we're here, so they made an exception for you.
I came in to meet my cousin this morning for a cup of tea.
Here we are. For some reason we didn't, if we thought you would speak to us, we would have put in a request, but we thought you'd be too busy.
And you probably even told, no, I'm going to go somewhere else this morning then.
So are ye officially retired now and taking it easy?
Oh yes, we're officially retired, yeah, right. And say living out the road.
How do you feel your days apart from coming into Lena's tea rooms for a cup of tea?
Well, Martin can tell what he did yesterday.
I was clipping hedges all day yesterday. Which I can tell you is very different to the things that I have been used to doing.
Yes.
But I really enjoy it, and we love it here, of course. And I mean, Mary's father is from this area, and we've been coming back and forth since the 70s, I think. From the very time I first met Mary, we've been coming back and forth to the cottage that Mary's father was raised in, just outside the town here. And so we love the place, and the kids love it. And it's just great to have the time now to spend a lot more time here.
Meanwhile, I'm making beds, putting up Christmas trees, putting up Christmas decorations. And every time he comes in, it looks like I'm having a cup of tea. And he thinks I'm doing nothing, but I'm getting the house ready for the children all coming for Christmas.
How many will be home for Christmas?
Well, our twins are coming for Christmas Day itself. And then I have my daughter, who's married and has a little baby. She is having Christmas with her in-laws from Kerry and from Valentia Island. And then they're all coming down here on Boxing Day. Right. So I'm getting the house organised.
Ray wouldn't understand
Since
what
Stephen's
you're talking
no,
about.
No, well,
I understand. And would you still follow the news?
Oh yeah, love
avidly,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
First thing in the morning, yeah. Turn on the news, turn on the television. Well, turn on the radio actually. First thing in the morning, catch up with everything.
And do you get annoyed, because both of you were heavily involved in politics, the politics of this country? Do you get annoyed when you see something, you know, or do you sort of go, we're out of it now?
No, we would never say we're out of it. You know, we're part of this community. We're part of Irish life. And so we discuss it among ourselves. We're very unlikely to say anything public about stuff that is political or that is in the political arena. But you can be sure, I mean, it's discussed and argued about. And certainly if you're around the dinner table with our kids, you know, who are part of that generation who got the downside, you know, who got the negative equity and all of that, and who are, you know, who are now trying to, you know, upsize because they've got kids and that. It's talked about a lot, you can be sure.
And the thing that about both of you that amazed me, and because it wasn't public knowledge, and it's only come to light, you know, over the years, was the amount of work you, Martin, did behind the scenes for the peace process in Northern Ireland. And so you were sort of working away there, weren't you, over the years?
Yeah, absolutely.
He still is.
Yeah, he still is.
I mean, that work will continue. I mean, I was just saying to someone last week that over the 14 years we made good friends in Northern Ireland, particularly among the loyalist community. But they weren't friendships that were made for the 14 years. They were really friendships that are for life. And so they will continue. And that means that you're constantly drawn back into it, and you're trying to do your little bit along with the work of so many other people. I think that work will always continue, because the issues there will take a long time to fully resolve, to be fully solved. And I think we all have a responsibility to keep doing what we can for as long as we can.
Yeah, I still tell the story because I run, so people talk about running, and I always mention you, because I remember having a chat with you about running, and you said when you were in the Oris that you could actually go and do a good old run around the backyard. The backyard was so big.
There was a track around the Oris, and this was after a certain amount of land was given over to the zoo, and what was left, there was a perimeter around that.
Yeah.
It was exactly 1.7 miles.
Was it?
1.7 miles. So if you were round that five or six times now, you'd be doing fairly okay.
I think it was about 130 acres,
yeah. Yeah.
That's a tradition, isn't it?
You need to buy now to give yourself a running track. You need to buy that to give yourself a running track.
I was up there during the summer. It's a tradition that was there when you were there, wasn't it? The afternoon, what are they called? The afternoon teas?
The garden parties.
The garden parties.
Yes, they're brilliant fun. Yeah. And you can pack in loads of people. Everybody loves them. I still meet loads of people, you know, when we're out and about, somebody will come up to you and say, oh, I remember I was at a garden party. And I mean, I don't know how many hundreds of them we did or how many thousands of people we met at them. But the people who were there, even if they were only there once, they just loved it. It was a great day, you know, it's a very special day in their lives.
They were saying that there's a bigger demand for tickets for that than there is for the Late Late Toy Show. Would that be true?
I wouldn't be one bit surprised.
So people just email in and say, can I come and visit? Is that the way it goes?
That's it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Lots of groups, and particularly community groups and organisations of all sorts. All people who are doing voluntary stuff. And one of the things that I think that's nice to be able to do when you're in the Aris is to be able to give people a day that's so special in their lives, because there's so much generosity and goodness. There's also so much sorrow and suffering.
Yeah.
And a lot of people helping each other through sorrow and suffering, that it's nice to be able to reach out and give people a cup of tea and a bun, a bit of a laugh and a smile and a bit of good music and a bit of good crack. Because that's a day of not just distraction, but sometimes distraction's important in your life. But it's also a day of acknowledgement.
Because there's groups, as you say, people who do work in the community.
Acknowledgement.
It also gives people a great memory, you know, to go back home and to talk about and tell their friends and their neighbours about the good day they had. Yeah. And that's very important too. And in that way, it is a distraction.
So there's pictures of you with various people in sit rooms all over the country.
So I'm told, yes. I wouldn't be surprised. We never have a picture to our name. Martin and I never took pictures of anything. We never have a picture of ourselves.
We've never had a camera, I don't think. I mean, now we've got these iPhones, but we never use the camera function in them. But I don't think we ever had a camera. So we don't have any photographs other than the
We haven't. We certainly haven't got a picture of the two of us just on our own.
Okay, if you have a picture of Mary and
please send
them
in.
Please send it to Linus.
No, we deliberately don't. We're not big into pictures ourselves, really. Yeah.
Will you stay with us? Because a couple more things I want to talk to you about. We have to take the news at 11 o'clock.
Well, you
mind?
Do that.
We'll get you a cup of tea. Is that okay?
Right, okay. Make people happy.
We'll go to the news and we'll talk to Mary and Mark a little bit more after that.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you. 53102 for your text. You can send us emails to ray@todayfm.com. On plan, we're in the company of Mary McAleese and her husband Martin. My mammy visited the Oris and met President McAleese. The photo sits proudly with all the family photos at home. A wonderful moment in her life. So there, I told you that. And will you congratulate Martin on the peace and conflict session he hosted with Bob Coggins at the One Young World Summit this year? It was so inspiring and eye-opening and provided hope for other countries in conflict. That's Sarah. And Martin got me over the fear of dentists all those years ago. Real gent.
He never succeeded in doing that with me.
So that's your day job?
That's the day job, yeah.
Is it? Is it right?
From a while back.
Yeah. And when did you give that up?
Well, it was probably about 2 years after Mary was elected in 97. I was working as a full-time dentist in two places. One, Bessbrook in County Down and Cross Madeleine in County Armagh. And what happened then was, after she was elected, I had to work my way out of that. So it took about 18 months to 2 years to disengage, and then I sold the practice and devoted whatever time I had to working
this,
with
this
Mary.
This is a question I've always meant to ask you. Can you do your own teeth?
I've tried, but it's not advisable.
Isn't it?
I've tried, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Martin used to be my dentist in Cross with Len. He was a great dentist, and I still go to Cross to this day. That's Diane in County Louth. And met Martin and Mary in the Oris when I did a xylophone solo for them in 2006. Okay. I have a picture if they'd like. And I was in Boots. I love this. This is the great stuff, you see. I was in Boots in Grafton Street a few weeks ago. I turned to my right and there was Mary McAleese browsing the aisles beside me. I just smiled to myself and thought, how ordinary we all really are, regardless of our jobs, says A.
Sure.
And that's fairly Irish. You're doing a radio show in a cafe and Mary McAleese lands in for a cup of tea. That's, yeah, please ask Martin about... Oh, yeah, that's again, you obviously made an impression there. Please ask Martin about his role in the recent One Young World Conference. It was very moving and inspiring. Yeah. So you spoke.
Yes, there was the One Young World Summit was held in Dublin just there in a few months back.
Yeah, Bob Geldof.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the themes was on peace and conflict resolution. And I got involved with that a number of months back. And we had a very good day. We had some very good sessions. We had two historians who gave a kind of a background as to why the Troubles began in Northern Ireland in 1969. So they gave kind of sketched that background. And then we had two people who were activists, one on the loyalist side, one on the paramilitary side, who came and gave their stories about their journey through the Troubles from the time they got involved right up to the Good Friday Agreement, but with a particular emphasis on the personal impact of the Troubles on their lives, their family, their children, their ambitions, their recreation, their community. So that other impact of the Troubles, other than the bit that was involved with paramilitary activity,
yes,
was absolutely fascinating. And to listen to those two guys who have now become firm friends, but who up until recently would have been enemies.
Because they're on different sides.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. To listen to them, to listen to their frankness and their honesty, and for them to both independently come to the same conclusion, you know, that there is a better way. There is a better way, and it's not the way of violence. So it was very, very moving.
I saw that movie recently. Is it 71? Or is it? Have you heard about that movie?
No.
It's set in one weekend during the Troubles. But I think the message is from the director and the writer is that very complicated. The whole thing was very complicated because we on the South, I remember growing up, and it was very black and white. You know, there were goodies and baddies and all that, yes, sort of thing. Yeah. But you should check it out. It's a really good movie. It's just set one weekend. There's a British soldier involved. There's paramilitaries involved, and you know, it's all very complicated. And that the Troubles were very complicated.
Well, absolutely. Right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. And indeed, the resolution of what we've experienced over the last 30 odd years will take a long time to fully resolve.
I love the way Mary's husband speaks so fondly about her. I hope I still have that for my wife when I retire.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it? Yeah. You're a lovely couple. You're a lovely couple.
Martin always says that. He wakens up every morning so happy. No, he does, to be married to me. Surprising as that may be to a lot of people.
That's because every morning I get my breakfast in bed.
It's bribery.
The TV on, the news, the newspapers left the side of the bed, all of that. So why wouldn't I wake up? Why am I not waking up very happy every morning?
Mary Mack, what a class lady and a leader and a brain. Kenny, take notes as that person. There you go. Huge respect for President McAleese. Absolutely loved to have met her when she was in office. The only Irish politician I have any respect left for, says that person. So, listen, thank you very much. You wanted to just mention your cousin Eugene.
It just so happens, I was arranging to meet my cousin Nuala here this morning, and Nuala also lives out the road, but because you've been talking so much about community,
yes,
and people being good in community, I thought it would be nice just to mention Eugene, who's of course dead now a number of years, but was a great community activist here. And there's a lovely monument out to him at Hill Street. There's one at the community school where he was worked as a bus driver. He died in a traffic accident out the road here. But to anybody who talks about community around here and people being interested in each other's lives and generous with their time, he was a real star. He would have looked out for everybody around him. If there was somebody's cattle needed or cows needed milked, that would be done. If there was somebody needed a cow brought to a market to be sold and they couldn't do it themselves, it would be done. I often think at home now where Martin and I are, when we started building our house and we were living in Dublin and coming up and down during the building of it, every wee problem we'd hit, Eugene would say, "Lead it to me, I'll have it done. I know a fella can do this, I'll have that done."
Right.
And when we'd come back, it would be done. And that's what you meet here. That's one of the reasons why we love living here, is that graciousness of generosity is part and parcel of the air you breathe here.
Eugene, what was his surname?
Eugene McGreevy.
Eugene McGreevy. And people locally will know him. And
everybody would know Eugene.
Yes, Eugene. Yeah.
It's just nice to remember him, particularly
since
you're talking about goodness and generosity.
Because that's exactly what we're talking about this week.
He left a great legacy of that. I would just call it a legacy of decency.
I was Mary and Martin's Pilates instructor, an amazing couple. Well, there you go. Yeah,
not so good on the old Pilates, but otherwise not
maybe
too bad.
15, 20 years ago.
Martin was definitely better at the Pilates than I was.
My friend's claim to fame is that he threw up on Mary McAleese's husband when he was young. It was in the dentist chair. I love our listeners. If you had any notions above your station coming in here this morning,
no.
Well gone. Mary, real pleasure.
And nice to meet you. Thanks. That was a lovely surprise.
Okay,
this is fantastic.
Can I wish everybody listening a very happy Christmas? It's not too early.
No, that's fine. It's fine. It's the 3rd of December. That's allowed.
It's getting close.
Mary McAleese and Martin McAleese, thank you very much.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.